Over the weekend, the Pocahontas County Schools, as well as schools across the state, announced that they would remain closed on Monday because of the school employees' walkout. There has not yet been any indication if this will continue past Monday. On Friday afternoon, which was the second day the Pocahontas County Schools were closed, we talked with Denise Sharp, the president of the local American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
We are currently in Marlington on the bridge hosting these rallies for the past 2 days in support of all public employees' insurance. It affects anybody who has state insurance. We are also very concerned about some other bills that they have up, but they've kind of put those on the back burner because they want to make us look like we're just out for pay raises, and we're not, and they want to make us look like they've already fixed PEIA. They haven't fixed PEIA. It is currently just on a fix for the next 16 months. So they haven't really done anything to it but slap a Band-Aid on it. Some of the bills they've got coming up are directly going to impact the children in every school system, your children in this county. One of the bills they've got out is dealing with teacher licensing and teacher certification. And it deals with anybody can teach as long as they have a degree, any subject area in any class. For example, I have a science certification for middle school. You have to have that certification to teach those grades, that subject. If this bill passes, I could go to the high school with absolutely no additional education levels and be qualified to teach a calculus class, which is to me utterly preposterous. That's just not acceptable. Another one is the seniority bill that they've got up. During the RIF and transfer seasons, when schools are making very hard decisions and to try to figure out who and what jobs they can do without, would eliminate the seniority. And it can also be considered a money-saving tactic because the people that have been there the longest also make the most money.
Do you see the strike continuing into next week?
I have been hoping beyond all hope up till Wednesday when I finally got the last call at 3 o'clock that we would not have to do any of this because the children are our biggest concern. And so if the legislative branches of government cannot come to some sort of agreement that is reasonable, I foresee it continuing. And if that is the case, as AFT president, I will be in close contact, and so won't the other presidents, Kathy White and Tina Sharp, with their organizations. And we will be discussing over the weekend what is our next step. There are a few plans that we have discussed, but there is nothing that has been placed in solid structure yet. So if people are saying we're going to do a complete strike, or people are saying we're going to do a rolling walkout, which means certain counties go out on certain days and they don't know till 4 o'clock if you're the county, none of that has been predetermined as of yet. So we won't know for sure what our actions will be until the legislation has the weekend to figure out what they're doing.
The Attorney General may issue an order to the school boards to order you all back. Do you all have a plan to deal with that?
Right now, we're hoping, beyond hope, that none of this happens. But we are thinking about the situation. That's one reason why I chose not to go to Charleston either of these 2 days and decided I needed to be in the county, because the Attorney General was actually brought into the picture Thursday, and he was not supposed to be brought in until Tuesday of this upcoming week. And as of right now, we've not received any injunctions. But my understanding also is that the Attorney General can recommend an injunction be put in place. However, it has to be enforced by a judge. So that means that it would have to go through the courts to actually start that process. And I'm not a lawyer, and I would rely on my representation through AFT, as well as the other organization's representation from the legal departments on how we go from that point on. It's all going to become a very tricky, dicey situation. I mean, it's like we're playing chicken in the road, and we're going to see who flinches first, and we don't want to play our hand too soon. A lot of the stuff is not being filtered out down to our level as presidents at local levels yet, just to keep everything under hat till we find out for sure what the state attorney does, the state superintendent does, and the legislative branches do.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.